It costs too much to live here, and our energy prices are sky high, right? I think the average person in Connecticut can say that. And while on a bipartisan basis, there's agreement that the cost of living is outside of our means and our energy costs just continue to go up and up and up, the solutions to the problem are very different. And so we have Senator Ryan Fazio here to talk about this, who represents areas like Stamford and also sits on the committee that looks at our energy costs, for example. Senator Fazio, I thought of you immediately, I have to say, last week when I learned Eversource Energy was warning Connecticut officials that it needs to raise over $3 billion in new revenue from ratepayers, of course, in the coming years. Eversource indicating that customers will begin feeling the pain in 2027, as if we're not feeling it now, and will likely involve a big increase in delivery charges to our power bills. What was your initial response to hearing that announcement?
You know, it's just one bad headline on top of another for Connecticut residents and for electric ratepayers. And, you know, the point that I've been trying to make for the last 2 years is that we in the General Assembly, we in the state legislature need to be acting. We need to be leading. We cannot just sit back and expect this problem to solve itself, or sit back and expect that the problem won't get worse, because there's many reasons to expect that this problem will get worse if we do not implement reforms that are necessary to cut costs. Just think of all of kind of the natural trends that there's going to be more electric demands on the grid from EVs and data centers and electric heat. And the fact that the grid is going to be relying more on wind and solar, which require more investments from the utilities, because wind and solar are being subsidized by the state, by the ratepayer, and more investments from Eversource and the utilities will mean higher costs for consumers. There are many reasons that we should expect, yes, the problem is bad now, but that the problems will get worse if we do not have leadership, if we do not have action in the state as soon as possible. And the plan, the six-point plan that I've offered is aimed at solving those problems, not only making things better now, but stopping the problems from getting worse. So this state government, this state legislature needs to be acting, needs to be implementing reforms now, or else the problems will get worse.
Well, and I want to also note, you know, to piggyback that, Senator Fazio, it says the amount Eversource can collect in increased rates, of course, will be decided by state regulators. And I do think in some regard, PURA has tried to push back on some of these rate increases, but unfortunately, not always. And we do know that they constantly change them twice a year. We do know, I feel like there's always the excuse of, well, you know, the weather changes and what we're dealing with, very hot summers and very cold winters, and that means that our prices are going to go up and all that. But I always wonder, I had an interesting conversation with one of the candidates running for Stratford mayor earlier this month, and he said something that was interesting. He said, if I were elected, he said, I would want to figure out, and he seemed like he had an idea of how to do this, how to do what Wallingford is doing, which is to create our own electric grid, essentially, by using what's already in place, using the grants that are being offered by the state to kind of create their own farm, if you will, like an energy farm, so that we can power the town of Stratford. And when he said that, you know, this is something that has happened a lot in places like Vermont, where I lived for 10 years and I was reporting up there. And I thought, like, that's a solution that I don't hear an awful lot of times. But I thought, you know, even if you could take some of the towns and cities that have this option that Wallingford now has, because that's always sort of, that to me, the gold standard. Everyone's like, why can't we get rid of Eversource and UI and do something more like Wallingford? But it would take towns and cities to, A, get the money to do that, but B, to have that vision and in that likelihood. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
It's an interesting point. So, you know, for your listeners, there's several towns and cities across Connecticut, maybe five, that are electrified by a publicly owned utility, by basically a municipal utility as opposed to UI or Eversource. And they tend to have cheaper electric rates but they tend to have cheaper electric rates just for a couple of reasons. And the first is that the municipal electric utilities don't have to pay the public benefits charge.
We are back to that, right? That's interesting. That's a big deal.
Well, it's true, and there's one other reason. So that's about 20% of your bill. So that's a pretty good discount right there. And obviously, my plan has called for eliminating the public benefits charge, among mm-hmm. other things. But just think about it. The charge is still paid, but that means it's paid by the other 162 towns or whatever. So if more and more towns become public utilities, or municipal utilities, like the Stratford mayoral candidate is saying, that means the rest of us who aren't are going to be paying for those who those
we
gotta
cover that.
Utilities.
Right.
Exactly. And the second reason is because the municipal utilities don't pay property tax. Well, that means everyone else pays the property tax and higher property taxes likewise. So, one of those things doesn't make it better for your residents because it just means that they have to make up the property tax. But the other thing, you don't have to pay the public benefit, makes it better for your citizens, your residents of that town or city. It just pushes the costs on every other resident in Connecticut. So those are the two reasons. It's not just me who's saying that. There's an Office of Legislative Research, Connecticut report on it, study on it from a few years back. So those are the two main reasons.
Senator Ryan Fazio is here, and he sits on the Energy Committee for Connecticut, and we're talking about energy costs. And I'm curious, Senator Fazio, you had mentioned, and this has been a real effort, I think, on your end for many years, quite frankly, since you were voted into this seat, to eliminate the public benefits. Is there any movement on that? I know the majority has sort of pushed back on that for as long as I can remember, but has there been any movement or even consideration, any compromise, any talks on that?
Well, what we know now is that Democrats broadly have rejected cutting the public benefits charge. We offered an amendment in the Energy Committee as Republicans to advance our bill out of committee, Senate Bill 647, which would cut that public benefits charge. On a party line vote, our Democratic colleagues voted against it. So they voted against cutting the public benefits charge. My hope is that in the final kind of compromise energy legislation that may or may not, but probably will pass, that we'll be able to come together and at least agree to cut a few of the 50 or so programs in the public benefits charge, which theoretically could reduce costs by tens of millions per year for Connecticut residents, but it's a far cry from what's necessary. I mean, I'll always do what creates progress, what makes things better. But what is going to be agreed on this year is going to be far from what residents of this state need, because they're paying far too much already, and they're really, really crying for help and for something to be done. And I think something more than incremental needs to be done and can be done in order to make their lives better.
Senator Fazio, you said something really interesting over the weekend. You were on NBC Connecticut, their Face the Facts. And you said, quote, "The bill that I co-authored starting 2 years ago is only comprehensive solution on the table that would lower rates. First and foremost, it cuts the public benefits charge, as we mentioned. It is a hidden tax that funds 57 different government programs embedded through your electric bill." And you go on to say it is one of the main reasons, according to both PURA testimony and the Office of Legislative Research, both nonpartisan, that Connecticut has higher rates than the rest of the country. You start to take out some of that fat, you can really make it much more affordable, to the tune of $500, $600, $700 in savings for the average family. Then why is it, if that's coming from two entities, again, nonpartisan, if they're saying it's one of the reasons that things are so out of control, then why on the other side are we hearing the majority say, you can eliminate the public benefits, it's not really going to do anything, you're saving a buck or two? I mean, I've literally heard that kind of language come out of the other side. Why would they say that if you have nonpartisan entities saying, no, the public benefits is one of the biggest reasons why our electric rates are higher than the rest of the country?
Well, listen, on one hand, there's a philosophical disagreement between Democrats and leadership, including the administration, and me and some of my Republican colleagues and a couple of my Democratic colleagues who are starting to poke their head out about the fact that they think the public benefits are excessive. You know, on one hand, they support the bureaucracies, the programs, the 50 different programs that are financed through the public benefits charge. They think it's better to have all of those subsidies, all of those bureaucracies, energy efficiency programs, and so on and so forth. And listen, there's 57 different programs. Some of them have justification. Some of them probably could almost pass the cost-benefit analysis, but the odds that most of them do are slim to none. But on the other hand, they are saying things that are not factually true, like Millstone represents most of the costs. Millstone represents about $50 million of the $800 million in costs, according to data from the utilities. The public benefits charge is going to diminish substantially over the next 6 to 12 months. I mean, that's not true. You know, the early filings from the utilities indicate that they're not changing the public benefits charge one way or the other. And guess what? The public benefits charges have gone up by 100%. They've doubled in the last 7 years. So they've only really gone in one direction. And that it's not substantial over the long run. It's, you know, we'll say it'll, it's going to stabilize at 10% of the bill or 12% of the bill. It doesn't look like it. It looks like it's going to stay 15 to 20% of the bill. 15 to 20% of your electric bill is pretty substantial. It's like $500 per year for the average resident. So there are some philosophical disagreements. They support the programs. They think that the cost benefit works out. I disagree. But then there's also some claims that are just factually untrue.
And I think the thing that is bothersome about this, Senator Fazio, is that's fine if you support the programs. No one's saying that we shouldn't fund some of these programs and certainly progress forward into a greener Connecticut. But then why not make that something in the general fund, or why not make that a, you know, something that the entire state of Connecticut has to foot that bill? Why would we only pick Eversource and UI customers to foot that bill?
The reason is because they want to tax you twice and they want to spend twice. They think that the state having the second highest taxes in the country with a budget that only increases year after year, $26 billion, $27 billion a year, they don't think that's enough. They think that you have to be taxed an extra $800, $900 million through your electric bill for another $800 to $900 million worth of government programs related to environment, energy, and other things. So the reason is because, you know, my reading of it is that the reason is that they want to tax you more, they want to spend more. They think that intervening in the daily life of Connecticut residents more as a state government is going to make things better, not worse. And I think the evidence suggests otherwise, that it's made Connecticut unaffordable for many middle-class people. The good news is that means that there's a lot we can improve in this state, that if we had the right change, the right reforms, we passed the right programs, that we could actually reduce cost of living and make the state better than ever before. So there's a lot of problems and a lot of mistakes that have been made, but that also means that with the right changes, things can get a lot better.
Senator Ryan Fazio, we appreciate chatting with you always here on WICC, and we'll continue the conversations as the legislative session continues. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.